It's no substitute for rain, but drought-affected farmers today got a financial reprieve from the federal government. This season's expected good rainfalls haven't arrived, and farmers are facing the prospect of a second consecutive failed season. The Prime Minister, John Howard, has committed $430 million to help farmers get exceptional circumstances relief. Karen Barlow reports.
Prime Minister says he's designed to take the worry out of farming.
Let me say to the farmers of Australia, we will stand as a government shoulder to shoulder with you through this terrible drought.
John Howard has told Parliament that this season's grim weather forecast has led him to give farmers a six-month financial reprieve.
Today's announcement will extend the 38 areas of agricultural production currently EC declared until March 2008 through until September of 2008, and that will provide plenty of advance warning and assurance to those farmers who are sorely in need of both our understanding and assistance.
He's also extending the areas of exceptional circumstances eligibility to much of Tasmania and a significant part of Western Australia, where grain grower James Ewers has had to let all of his staff go.
It's getting tougher by the day. We'll still harvest at this stage, but the tops of the heads are starting to burn off, so there's nothing in them. The crop's very short, but we'll be able to get a header under it if we do get some finishing rains.
When was the last time you had rain?
Well, we had a mill on Friday night. Yeah, but so far, before September, we're only on just over 10 mil.
That's not much.
No.
The Prime Minister says he was waiting for the WA and Tasmanian governments to submit paperwork, but he gave up. Phil Reeder, a cattle and crop farmer in northern Tasmania, also can't wait any longer.
It's showing up where the state government has been very tardy in getting their paperwork done and enacting things that they should have done.
Why is that?
Well, it has taken them a long time to recognise the fact that we are in dire straits in the drought areas, and to get recognised to meet the criteria for EC.
Farmers already in EC-declared areas have welcomed the extra 6 months. Ian Carter is a grain grower in northern New South Wales.
There's really no certainty to it, but at least it gives you buys a bit of time, doesn't it, for you to make either some hard decisions or for it to rain, one or the other.
But even if an area is EC declared, it can be tough to get the financial support. Gary Huckstep from North Beacon in Western Australia hopes the federal government will relax the eligibility criteria.
Well, the main thing is that it takes too long to apply for it, and can farm conservatively for it and then you don't qualify.
But what about the timing of this announcement? The Prime Minister says a $430 million effort so close to an election is not electioneering, and the opposition has offered its complete bipartisan support for the measure. Ian Carter says John Howard should be looking for votes elsewhere anyway.
The marginal seats aren't in the country. Well, some of them are, but there's not enough seats in the country to buy votes, so really you can't be too cynical about it, I don't think. The timing of it from a farming perspective is really good. If you worry about the election and buying votes, they probably should be bought in the city, really.
New South Wales grain grower Ian Carter ending that report from Karen Barlow.